We're going to go ahead and continue our media availabilities. We're now joined by Ben Kennedy. Ben, we'll open it up for a few questions, but first, there was a ton of buzz here, great event, a lot of people. Can you talk to us about how the weekend went?
Yeah, thank you. I'd say, first of all, thank you all for coming out here, obviously coming to our sport, being here in San Diego. You know, we said from the start, this is more than a race. This is a mission, and I think we all looked around the room today, and we said mission has been accomplished. Really proud of the effort that the entire team has put into this. Obviously, our partnership with the United States Navy has been tremendous. Not only do they fight for our country and our freedom every single day, but Naval Base Coronado opened up their doors. And this is their backyard. It's where they live. It's where they work. It's where they play. Every single day, they open up their base to us, let us in, and have been tremendous partners. So huge shout out to Captain Lauren Jacoby, Wookiee. He's been a great partner to us and to the entire NASCAR team. We have a lot of folks that have been working on this for the past 18 months to 2 years. Amy Lupo has been at the spear of that team from day one. We brought her on at the Clash of the Coliseum for 3 years. She helped lead that project, and she has been the boots on the ground since day one, and we truly would not be here without her. So we appreciate her, appreciate all of our teams, all of our partners coming in on board, Fox, CW, Amazon Prime. You guys had a chance to watch the coverage today, and I think what is remarkable, not only the live coverage that they have flag to flag of our races, which they do a phenomenal job every weekend, but all of the stories that they told, and you guys got to see some of those today, the stories of people that work in our industry, that are part of our military or veterans, people that are here in San Diego or on the base. We told a lot of those stories, and Prime did an amazing job of that. And we got a bunch of great partners pull off this event. Last thing I'd say, because I know you guys will ask about this, is what's the future look like? Are we coming back? Are we not coming back? What I can tell you is that we feel like this is a tremendously successful event. Obviously, we want to be respectful that this is an active military base at the same time. So it's a great partnership, a great pairing, being the 250th anniversary of the United States Navy, 250th anniversary of the United States of America. You couldn't ask for a better time than this. We would love to return. We're also cognizant of the fact that this is active military base, and we want to be mindful of that as well. So thank you.
Thanks, Ben. We'll go ahead and open it up for a few questions. We'll start here in the front with Jordan, and then go to Bob.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. So you seem to want to come back, and the team seemed largely happy across the board with all of this. So if the Navy is on board with this, what's stopping you from coming back?
So we, this is the first time we've done anything like this. Chicago is as close as you could get to it, but first time we've been on a military installation. So we have a lot of things we've learned over the last 2 years, a lot of things we've learned over the last 48 hours, and some changes we've made over that period of time as well. So what we are going to do after this weekend is have a deep dive after action review with our entire team. We're also going to sit down with the United States Navy and talk about, hey, what did we learn? What worked well? I think there are things, and you guys had a chance to go around this weekend, see some new activations and elements that we were testing. Might be able to apply to other tracks, some areas that we want to make improvements on going forward. I'd like to sit down with them, have a debrief, and then have a conversation about, hey, is there an opportunity for us to return here? So nothing to report today. A lot more conversations we'll have after this weekend.
What would you like to see improved, or where did you feel like it kind of maybe fell short?
So, and we had a conversation about this earlier. You know, I think going into this weekend, one of the things that we're most mindful of is the amount of people that you can frankly get on and off of the base. People still have a good fan experience. So you guys drove in probably over the bridge here to get onto Coronado. It is a pretty narrow passageway. So we could have sold more tickets. We actually cut it off at around 50,000 people per day. So we want to make sure that ingress and egress was palatable for a lot of our fans. And then over the last couple of days, obviously watching concessions, our bathrooms, some of the different areas, or some log jams around some of the bridges. So we had an all-hands ops meeting every single day. We got everyone together after the event yesterday. And overnight, we're making phone calls. We brought in food trucks. You saw a few extra food trucks out here. brought in extra staff to help work our bars, work our concession stands. So in real time, our team was working on areas to continue to improve that fan experience.
We're going to come down here to Bob, and then over to the left to Greg.
Well, Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. It seemed like there had to be wall repair during each race. Was that anticipated? And you know, what could be the potential fixes, if anything, for those?
Yeah, so unfortunately, we did have some wall repairs that we had to go through. What I would say on the flip side of that is the walls held up. They did what they needed to do. Anytime you saw a vehicle go into the wall, push back a bit, which we were expecting and hoping for. So all I could say on that front is, you know, we have a team that is always working on making sure that we are operationally ready for moments like that. We had some learnings yesterday. We applied them today. And I would say going forward, we're going to make sure that we reduce the amount of time to repair those walls as much as we can.
I'm going to go over to your left to Greg.
Hey, Ben. First off, congratulations. This has been a phenomenal event. I've been here since Wednesday, and it's just been amazing. Which leads me to the question, what can't you not do? I mean, we've raced in a Coliseum. We've raced on an active military base. You can take this. Does this give you the confidence to, you know, maybe think really far outside the box? I mean, there's an Army bases, there's Air Force bases, there's different things you could do. Does this give you the confidence to be able to do that and present that to those people who have to make those type of decisions to allow that?
If you have any ideas, send them our way. We'll take any ideas. And I think that's the beauty of it, is we found a way to create a culture where innovation is we put a lot of energy around it internally at NASCAR and across the industry. And that gives us a lot of these different ideas. And, you know, I know I'm the one up here and I'm the one that speaks on behalf of NASCAR. I can't take credit for this idea. I can't take credit for a lot of the work that went into this. But it's the people at NASCAR that come up with a lot of these ideas. And this was the next evolution of that. So we talk about this. We had the 21 schedule come out. We went to new tracks for the first time. 22 was the next step. We went to LA Coliseum. You had a permanent built facility. We had to build a temporary racetrack. Chicago was probably the boldest evolution of that, building an entirely temporary facility. And this is the next iteration. So, you know, what the future looks like remains to be seen. We've heard a lot of great ideas from folks internally, folks across the industry. I hear from fans on social media all the time. They have different ideas. And every time we get those ideas, we take them to the pipeline, vet them, and then see if there are any that might come to fruition.
We're going to go over here to the left to Jerry, and then in the middle of Holly. Okay, you're good.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. One of the things that I'm recognized this weekend, I was over at the electrical, you know, the mini grid for that. You guys made this self-contained. That's pretty much proof that you can do this anywhere. How does that help you guys plan for the future to know that you can, as Greg said, go anywhere?
Yeah, it certainly does. And, you know, we've been talking about this entire week is, you know, we weren't really in the street course business 4 or 5 years ago. We were in the permanent facility business. And that is what a majority of the NASCAR schedule is going to continue to be for a long period of time. At the same time, street courses, you know, I believe we would have one or two on them for a long period of time in the future of our schedule. So you think about a lot of the facilities, a lot of the equipment that we bring in over these weekends, a lot of them are rented. And I think there might be an opportunity for us to partner up with someone, purchase a lot of this equipment. And to your point on self-containment, once we have this, we have a team that's dedicated to it year round, people that can pop into different markets 2 or 3 years in advance, help us prime that market so that when we come, we have the facility, we have the equipment, we have the team, and we can just pop into the facility and be ready to go. So something that we're going to get together after this event and talk about is, you know, what does a future look like operationally for us? Good. Thank you.
We're going to take one last question in the back there.
Tyler Jones, Roundtable Sports. Ben, when it comes to putting an event together like this, from where you guys were at years ago with the Chicago Street Race and the LA Coliseum to where you are now, where's the confidence level at of how far you guys have come with this mobile setup that you've been able to do? What's the confidence level that you guys have in doing this and in growing this going forward here?
Confidence is high. Are there areas for improvement? Sure, absolutely. And I'm a very detail-oriented person. I'm particular about a lot of things. Everyone on our team are, and I can tell you when I come to this event, I try to get really comfortable walking shoes, and that's all we do the entire week is just walk the grounds, take notes, compare notes at the end of the day, and try to make improvements on the fly. And then afterwards, like I said, we're going to sit down and talk about, you know, if we did have another street course race in the future, how do we improve the fan experience? How do we improve the hospitality? We moved the driver intros from the start-finish line this time to a separate stage. That was done intentionally, both to get in front of a lot of new fans that have never been to a NASCAR race before. 67% of the people that came this weekend had never been to a race. But it's also an opportunity for us to test out new activations like that that we might be able to apply elsewhere as well. So I would say the confidence level is high, but all we want to do is win. We want to get better. We want to improve. And, you know, that's what the team is focused on for the future is if we do have our next street course, how do we raise the bar even more?
All right, we've got two more hands. We'll take two more questions from Israel right here in the middle and then from Jordan.
Hi, Ben. Israel Herman from NASCAR World Service in Spanish. It's been about venues and all the things that you have done recently. You were to Mexico City in 2025. I've been speaking to drivers all this weekend, and the majority of them have positive feedback, and they're like kind of wishing to go back. And that's one part of the equation. But the other part of the equation is obviously what you guys have to say in front of this. So my question would be, what are the chances of NASCAR returning to Mexico City? Because obviously there are also fans over there asking for more of NASCAR in Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico is a special place for us. It was a historic weekend last weekend. I was having a lot of flashbacks this weekend because it happened to be around the same weekend at this time of year that we went to Mexico City. But it was a tremendous event, really special for us to go south of the border for the first time in our sports history. We mentioned last year that we were taking a pause with everything going on in World Cup this year. So unfortunately, we didn't return to Mexico this year. What I can tell you is it's an important market for us, a strategic market that we would love to be in the future. We have a lot of hungry fans down there. We have drivers like Daniel Suarez that came from our NASCAR Mexico series that are running in our NASCAR Cup series right now. And would love nothing more to return in the future.
Maybe changing the date would be a good fit because right now it's very rainy over there, and you know it's kind of the same date that you guys made the race in 2025.
Yeah, we've talked about that. If we did return, we might look at a different time of year, just considering weather. And I know the location we went to, they have a lot of different events throughout the year, so also mindful of that as well, depending on where we go.
Take one last question here from Jordan. Over here.
Need some shades in here.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You can't see your computer.
I'll work on that.
Next year, right? Right?
You're trying so hard.
When you work with the military and everything, and this goes off, it's seemingly successful across the board for the most part, is it make it easier, proof of concept, to go to other military bases and other parts of the country where maybe there isn't an option to run a, you know, downtown city course, but they may have a military base in that market, you know, whether it's Pacific Northwest or somewhere else like that?
Potentially, yeah. And, you know, just walking around this weekend, what I was struck by is, you know, sports bring people together. It brings all walks of life together, and it was really neat to see a lot of folks from the military, from the Navy, be a part of this weekend. And it's a great unifier for us, and it feels authentically NASCAR. So I think for that reason, it was a good validator for us. As we talk about other military installations and just brainstorm on it internally, there are so many iconic locations you can go to around the world that would make sense. And I would also say that there are a lot of strategic markets that we would love to be in that have military bases in it as well. So, you know, we've talked about the Pacific Northwest, we've talked about Colorado, we've talked about the Northeast. There are a lot of markets across the country that we would love to be in that there are large military installations in. So I want to be thoughtful and strategic around it. You know, I think a lot of these events do really good for 2 or 3 years. Obviously, we love to have events that last a lifetime, but for a model like this, it could be an opportunity for us to take it to other locations too.
Ben, before we let you go, we talked a little bit about, you know, the buzz, the environment, the number of people in the fan zone, and just people here in general. Can you talk to us a little bit about admissions and numbers related to that?
Yes. So we had a little over 125,000 people across this weekend. Fans represented across 50 states, 17 different countries, and 67% of the people that came this weekend had never been to a NASCAR race, so first-time fans. 11% higher for female attendees compared to other NASCAR events, and 3 times the amount of Hispanic audience that we had this weekend compared to other NASCAR events as well. So think about a lot of the strategic reasons that we invest in events like this and we want to put these amazing races on. Obviously, this weekend was all about our military and honoring them and thanking them for all that they do. We also welcome a lot of new fans this weekend, which is icing on the cake.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Ben, and congratulations on a great event.
Thank you all.